Welcome to Mount Olive First Pentecostal Holiness Church. Thank you for connecting with us. In just a moment, Pastor Jeff will be sharing an uplifting and encouraging message that we pray will inspire you in your walk with God. Our desire at MOF PHC is for you and your family to find hope in Jesus Christ so that He will transform your life. Thanks again for connecting with us. Please contact us if we can help you discover God's purpose for your life. Enjoy the message.
And again, I want to just encourage anyone that's here for the first time to be sure to go by our Welcome Center before you leave today. But I want to go ahead and just pick right up into the Word of God and talk to you about the unshakable joy that we can have when our world around us is shaking more and more by the day. Aren't you thankful we can have unshakable joy in our life through Jesus Christ? And so I want to just take a few minutes this morning to really share another way from our study in the book of Philippians. I hope you've been reading in the book of Philippians and being encouraged by the Word. I thought about it yesterday. For us that drove in here this morning, when you drove in this morning, whether you were driving a car or driving a truck, you had two things in front of you when you drove in this morning. You had a windshield and a rearview mirror in front of you. I hope you did anyway. When you're driving down the road, headed to your destination, you're always looking through the windshield, but every once in a while, you have to use the rear view mirror to take a glance at what's behind you. When you're driving to your destination, you're looking through the windshield, but every once in a while, you need to look through the rear view mirror to see what's behind you. But you don't drive to your destination. You don't drive your car or your truck to your destination looking through the rear view mirror. If you did, you would soon crash. You would crash because you're looking backwards instead of looking forward. You cannot move forward if you're always looking through the rear view mirror. And life is that way. Life is the same way. You can't move on in life with unshakable joy if you're always looking backwards. If you're going to live life with unshakable joy, your focus has to be forward-looking. Your focus and your desire has to be that I'm ready to move on. I'm ready to move forward. There's two reasons why we get stuck in life without joy that I believe happens to all of us at times. Two reasons we get stuck without joy. One, instead of focusing forward, we focus on the rearview mirror. We focus on the past, or we focus on our present situation and circumstances. And Paul tells us in Philippians that moving forward is another way to have unshakable joy through your past and also through your present circumstances. Paul says this is the key. If you want to have unshakable joy, to come out of your past and to even walk through your present circumstances, the key is moving forward. You have to have a view to move forward, a focus to want to go forward. We find this in Philippians chapter 3. You can turn there in your Bibles in the context of these few verses in verse 12 through 14 in Philippians 3. Paul is actually talking about, you know, he's always being attacked. He's always being accused of his faith. Is he legit? Is he sincere? Is he a real genuine Christian? And Paul begins to talk about his pursuit in his life to be Christ-like. How many of you want to be Christ-like? You know, we all want to be Christ-like, but Paul was humble enough to say, I want to be Christ-like, but I have not arrived completely yet. How many of you know you haven't arrived yet? You're a work in progress. I'm a work in progress. And this is basically what Paul was saying here, but listen to these few verses here. and this key to have an unshakable joy. Paul says in verse 12, he says, not that I have already obtained all this, talking about being Christ-like, fully mature, or have already been made perfect. That's just speaking of maturity. But I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Aren't you thankful Jesus took hold of you? Amen. Amen. And he says, brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead. He says, here's the key to it all right here. Forgetting what is behind. In other words, I'm not going to live my life looking in the rearview mirror always, but I'm going to strain toward what is ahead. I'm going to have a focus on what is ahead. And he says, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Basically, Paul is saying this right here, that another key to unshakable joy is moving on, is moving on. Why don't you look to your neighbor and say, move on. That's what the Lord is telling us today. Don't miss this, because there's two reasons that keep us from moving on, I believe. And one is we get stuck in the past, and we can also get stuck in the present. We need to move on with joy from the present, because the present, if you're not careful, depending on what you're walking through, will discourage you. Move on with joy from your present and don't let it discourage you. What is happening in your life right now is your present. It may be all wonderful and grand right now in your life, but I know there's a lot of you right now, it's not. Your present right now is not good at all. And your present will try to discourage you. Your present circumstances will try to rob you of your joy. Instead of moving forward with joy, you feel like maybe that you're stuck in life because of what you're walking through right now. Your present circumstances might be painful right now. Your present circumstances might be difficult right now, causing you to feel discouraged, causing you to feel defeated, causing you to feel distracted, causing you to feel overwhelmed, causing you to feel hopeless in your life. Hey, listen, let's be real right now. The truth is, to this situation, it's hard. It's hard sometimes to move on with joy with so many things happening around us in our life right now. I mean, let's just fess up. It's hard to have joy when we walk through some of the present circumstances that we are facing right now. And we could go on and on about what's going on around us globally, nationally, in our communities, even in our own personal lives. But when I think about what I see right now, and you see it too, all the sin, all the results of sin, all the sickness and all the suffering and all the struggles and even all the storms that we see that are happening in our life, it is easy to get discouraged and lose your joy in those times. But Paul tells us that the key to having joy is to move on no matter what your present circumstances are like. Just move on. Keep moving on in your pursuit of Jesus Christ. I know it's hard right now. I know it's not good right now. But just keep moving on. Keep moving on with Jesus. Keep moving on in your pursuit of Him. Keep moving on in your prayers to Him. Keep moving on trusting in God like we've been doing this morning. Keep moving on knowing that God is working. Keep moving on in your healing. Keep moving on in your recovery. Keep moving on in your restoration. Keep moving on in your deliverance. Just keep moving on. Don't stop. Just keep moving forward in Jesus. Paul said that's the key, even in your present circumstances. And he says, I keep moving on. I keep moving on through my present circumstances because I have taken hold of Jesus and Jesus has taken hold of me. And I got some good news for you this morning, friend. I don't know what kind of present circumstances you're walking through, but Jesus has took hold of you. He's holding you right now. Come on, thank God this morning. He's holding you. He's holding you up. He's holding you up with his love, his grace, his mercy, his power, his provision. He's holding you up. Listen, I'm moving on today. I'm moving on. I'm going to keep moving through my grief. I'm going to keep moving through the pain. I'm going to keep moving through the hurts. I'm going to keep moving because Jesus is holding me up. He's helping me through it all right now. Hallelujah. Come on, give him praise today. Paul said, take hold of him. He's holding me. I've took a hold of him and he's holding me. Aren't you thankful Jesus is holding you this morning? He's holding you steady. He's holding the wheel. So hold on to him. To have an unshakable joy, we have to listen. You have to make an active choice. An active choice. Paul's saying you have to make an active choice to move on through the present and not let it discourage you. Because Jesus is the one holding you and holding you up. So move on from your present and not let it discourage you. And move on with joy from the past and not let it define you. Your past will try to define you. If you allow it, and listen to what Paul said. Paul said, now he had a past. He says, forgetting what is behind. I'm forgetting what is behind. What's in the past is in the past. What's in the past is under the blood of Jesus Christ. And he says, I'm forgetting what is behind. But if we allow it, our past will try to define us. People will even use your past to try to define you. People will use your past to try to define you. Yeah, the whole family were alcoholics, and he's an alcoholic, or he's an addict, or she's an addict, and or that one failed marriage, two failed marriages, three failed marriages, and they try to put your past on you to define you. And the devil will do the same thing. The devil will try to use your past to define you. But Paul says that we need to make an active choice to move on from the past and not let it define us, because living in the past will rob you of your joy. And I know a lot of people that have had their joy robbed from them because they keep living in the past. People are stuck in life without joy because they're trapped in the past. They're going in life, but they're looking through the rearview mirror. That's all they know. They just keep looking in the mirror. When you talk to them, they bring up what they see in the mirror. They ain't looking ahead. And they're trapped in the past by their pain. They're trapped by past regrets. They're trapped by past grudges. They're trapped by past disappointments, past failures, past defeats. They're trapped by past abuse in their life. And if we're not careful, we can live in the past and it will define us, and it will cause us to be stressed out, to be shameful, to be resentful, to be worried, to be fearful. And the answer is Paul tells us that we need to move on from our past. Forget those things that are behind. He says, this one thing I do. This is what the scriptures say. He says, this one thing. We think we got to do 45 things. He says, this one thing that I do. The one thing was forgetting the things that are behind and moving on to what is ahead. We have to make an active choice to in life to move on, holding on to Jesus. That was Paul's one goal, and that should be our one goal. I'm making a choice today that I'm not going to keep driving, looking through the rearview mirror, crashing here, crashing there, crashing here, crashing there. No, I'm going to keep my eyes on Jesus. I'm moving forward with him. I'm moving on with Jesus. Hallelujah. You think about Paul's life. Now, you're talking about a past. If you know anything about the Apostle Paul, he had a very dark past. And just think about it. What if Paul had decided to live in his past and let his past define him? His past sins, his past failures, his past defeats, his past darkness. What if Paul had decided to let the past of the way he tormented Christians to define him? What if he'd allowed the shame and the guilt of that to define him? What if he would have allowed his past mistakes and failures to define him? If Paul had decided to live in the past and let his past define him, he would have missed out on what Jesus wanted to do in his life and through his life, and for sure, he would have missed out on having unshakable joy. Because he would have always been looking in the rearview mirror. So how do we move on from the past? Well, he tells us you have to take hold of Christ and know who you are in Christ. Listen, friend, take hold of what's ahead of you and hold on to Christ. Stop letting your past to define you and know who you are in Christ Jesus. Your identity is in Jesus Christ. I mentioned that Wednesday night, how vital it is that we know who we are in Jesus Christ. Listen, if you're a follower of Jesus Christ, you are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah today. Glory to God. Listen, your sins are forgiven. They've been washed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Listen, you're a new creation in Christ Jesus. You have been born again. You've been born again spiritually. You're not the same person you used to be. You're a new creature. You belong to Jesus. And we can move on from the past, from looking in the rearview mirror, by holding on to the new life that we have in Jesus Christ. To God be the glory. Jesus is our life. When you say yes to him, you ask for forgiveness of your sins and you repent of your sins and you receive Jesus Christ into your life. He becomes your life. And so that's how we take hold of him. We move on from our past by taking hold of him, knowing who we are in Christ, that we are followers of Jesus. We belong to him. We're born again. And we also move on from our past by renewing our minds. Paul says in Romans 12:2, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Some of you need a brain transplant today. Hallelujah. Don't look at nobody. You need a mind work. Mind work by God. It says be transformed by the renewing of your mind. In other words, what he's saying is if you want to come out of your past, you have to fill your mind with the praises of God. Fill your mind with the promises of God. Fill your mind with the power of God, the love of God, the grace of God, the mercy of God. Fill your mind with the word of God. Hallelujah. Paul said, listen, move on. Move on with joy, because if you don't, your past is going to define you. So we need to move on. Some of you need to hear that word right now. You need to move on from your past. It's under the blood. Come on, it's behind you now. Stop looking in the rearview mirror and stop crashing here and there and say, today I'm making an active choice that I am letting go of the past and I'm moving forward with Jesus Christ. I'm moving on. Hallelujah. And we move on from our past so it will not define us, and we move on with joy by embracing our future. Paul said, move on, because there's a future you can embrace that is a glorious future. I love what Paul says. He says, I press on toward the goal to win the prize. Say prize. I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. In other words, Paul says, listen, I'm not going to let my present circumstances discourage me, and I'm not going to let my past to define me. What I'm going to do is I'm going to embrace my future, because I have a prize that awaits me, and it's a glorious prize. And I love the fact that Paul uses the imagery of a marathon runner. I've run several marathons. I'm just kidding. Lord, help the preacher. He uses the imagery of a marathon runner because Paul knew that a marathon runner was always focused on crossing the finish line. Paul used the imagery of a marathon runner because the marathon runner is always running to win the race. The marathon runner could not waste any time being distracted by looking behind him. The marathon runner had to be looking forward to be able to reach and win the prize. And Paul was teaching us through the image of this marathon runner how we can embrace our future, our glorious future. And the reason why he's teaching us this is because he knew that people would be afraid to embrace an unknown future. We know people right now that are living in fear because of the unknown future of our nation right now. Oh man, I'm telling you, I talk to people all the time and speak to them, and you can hear the fear coming out of their spirit as they talk about where we are as a nation. Friend, listen, I sat there the other night, my wife and I and our family, and that stuff started to come up. And I had the greatest peace flood over my soul. I said, you know what? Y'all don't need to worry about anything, because whatever happens, God's going to take care of us. We're going to be fine. You know what I'm saying? God's got us. But people are afraid of the future of our nation. People are afraid of future wars that are, looks like we may be going to war in the Middle East in different ways. People are afraid of the economic future. People are afraid, are they going to have enough money to pay the bills at the end of the month? People are concerned about the future of their kids, their grandkids. I mean, I could go on and on and on why people are afraid of the future and why they're afraid of the unknown and why they have no joy as they look at the future. But I want to just tell you this morning, as Paul has reminded us, that you can have an unshakable joy as you embrace your future. You can have an unshakable joy as you embrace your future. How? Just knowing that you're a child of God, and as a follower of Jesus Christ, you have no reason to be afraid. In fact, God's not given us a spirit of fear. Hallelujah. And we need to know today that Jesus is with us. He is for us. He is guiding us. He is guarding us. He is helping us. He is the Lord that is in control. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He's in the future. Hey, the same Jesus who brought you this far is going to take care of you in the future. Hallelujah. Come on, thank the Lord for that. To God be the glory. And I can move on. Paul says, move on with joy and embrace your future, because God is on your side. And my future and your future as followers of Christ is glorious, because we're going to be going upward. He says, a heavenward in Christ Jesus. When you win a race, they bring you up to the top of the pedestal there to acknowledge you have won. We're going to be moving on up real soon. We're going to have the George Jefferson anointing. Hallelujah. Moving on up. Thank God. Aren't you ready for that? Hallelujah. And we're going to be going up. How do I move up and move on? You have to keep your eyes on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. You have to keep your eyes on Jesus no matter what happens in the now, and no matter what happens in the future. Jesus, he says, I'm running a race and I'm going after this prize, and our prize is a heavenward call in Christ Jesus. I'm running to my prize, and his name is Jesus. Amen. When we move forward, keeping our eyes on Jesus, that keeps us from wasting our time on other things. Paul said these other things that will distract you, he called them rubbish or trash. And if I'm going to move on to a glorious future, if I'm going to move on to a glorious prize, I don't have time to get distracted by the now, and I don't have time to be detoured by the rubbish and trash all along the way in my life. I have to keep moving on with my eyes on Jesus, keep moving on looking at Jesus. I'm not going to focus on that little rearview mirror. I'm looking ahead. I'm looking way ahead to a glorious future where I'm going to have a prize that awaits me. His name is Jesus. I'm going to be with him in heaven. I'm going to be with loved ones in heaven. I'm going to rejoice, and it's going to be for all eternity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. I'm looking to Jesus. I refuse to look back. I refuse to go back. I'm moving forward with him. Let that be your act of choice today. You know, there was a man in the Bible in Luke chapter 9 that told Jesus, he said, Jesus, I want to move on with you, and I want to go with you into the future, but let me go back and say goodbye to my family. And Jesus told him, he says, no one puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service for the kingdom of God. What Jesus was telling this man was that he knew that if this man went back, he'd stay back. And there's a lot of people that look in the mirror and you're there and you stay there. And that's why Jesus warned this man not to look back. Don't go back. Don't go back. Don't go back to the past. Don't go back to the past, because the past is going to try to label you and define you. Don't go back. Don't go back to past regrets. Don't go back to past bad decisions. Don't go back to past bad relationships. Move on and embrace your future, because your eyes are on the prize. If those that are leading music want to come, that would be a blessing. Let me ask you this question before we pray. Are you going to always live the rest of your life looking through the rearview mirror, living in the rearview mirror? Are you always going to live your life looking back to what was? Hey, listen, you can look back sometimes and get caught up in the failures and the defeats, but you can also look back and get caught up in the successes that you've had. And that'll cause pride to rise up in your life too. Some of you keep living on what happened in the past with all your successes because you don't have anything going on now. You're empty now. And you keep trying to live on yesterday's victories when you need to have God do something new in you. That's another sermon for another day. Where'd that come from? Jesus. Are you going to live your life always looking back to the past? Or are you going to decide to move on, focused on a glorious future? Paul says, forgetting what's behind and moving to what's ahead. Can I tell you right now, no matter what season that you're in right now, whatever present circumstances you're going through right now, how bad they may be, can I just tell you, God always has something next for you. Amen. He always has something that's ahead for you. Amen. There's a prize worth moving on for. Come on, I know it's tough sometimes. I know it's tough. I know you feel the pain. I know it's difficult. I know it's a struggle at times. But listen, don't get your eyes off the prize. You're running. Get your eye on the prize. Don't let the things around you discourage you. And by means, please, don't let the past to define you. I've wrestled with that all my life. But the Lord gave me a breakthrough from that. And my eyes are on Him. And just because the way it was all your life growing up don't mean that it has to be that way the rest of your life. God can turn it around. He can change it all right now. In a moment. He can change it just in the bow of a knee and calling out to Jesus like He did on me on Dale Road. He can do it in your life right here. Because there's a glorious prize, a glorious future. I want to close this service. I want to introduce you to somebody. Would you put that picture on the screen for me, please? This man's name right here, I doubt anybody in here knows him. But his name is Plenty Wingo. Plenty Wingo. Plenennie Wingo. Wingo. See, I did good in spelling. Plenty Wingo. Did you know that he holds the world Guinness record for the longest journey ever taken walking backwards? He started walking in 1931 and finished in 1932, and he walked backwards 8,000 miles. 8,000 miles. You look him up sometime. But here's my point. I wonder how many people in here this morning are like Plenty, and you just keep walking backwards in life. You keep walking backwards in life. Keep walking back to the same old sin. You keep walking back to the same old habits. You keep walking back to the same old attitude. You keep walking back to the same old mindsets. You keep walking back to the same old comfortable places in your life. You keep walking back to the same old relationships. When Paul said, forget those things that are behind, that means that you are to forget the old way of life. Forget those evil things. Forget those sinful things. Forget those hurtful things. Forget the past and move on to what is ahead so God can give you an unshakable joy. You have to be willing to move on. And you have that unshakable joy as you move on, holding on to Christ. Remember, it's all about being connected to Christ. You got to hold on to Him. He is the source of our joy. I want to ask you this before we pray. Do you want to be unstuck from your present? And do you want to be unstuck from your past? And do you want an unshakable joy when everything around you is shaken? That happens when we move on by taking hold of Christ, knowing that we have a glorious future with Him. Listen, you know, I've used the term, let's keep it in real veal. I think it's good that we learn from our past, but we can't live in the past. Because if you make a decision it's good to learn, but don't live there because it will try to define you. And then I'm also want to tell you this right here. I don't know what you're walking through right now, but you can't deny your present circumstances. I don't know what your reality is right now. The reality in your life might be right now that you're going through chemo and radiation. Your reality might be right now that you're in an addiction or you're away from God. That I don't know. It might be somebody you love that is hurt and in pain right now, and that is your reality. We can't deny our present circumstances, but we can't let them discourage us either. We can't let them discourage us. You have to move on. You have to move on with your eyes on Jesus, taking hold of Him, knowing that what I'm going through is all temporary. There is a prize ahead of me. There is a glorious future ahead of me, and I'm not giving up. I'm not giving in. I'm not looking back. I'm not living back there anymore. I'm moving on with Jesus. I'm moving on with Jesus. Come on, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Would you do me a favor, everyone here, just bow your heads and close your eyes. Every single one of us, please, just bow your head, close your eyes. I wonder this morning if there's anyone here and you've allowed your past to define you. You've lived in the past. You've had this rear view mirror perspective and all you see is the past, and the past has taken a hold of you instead of Jesus, and it's defined you and it's hindered you, it's stressed you, it's brought shame, it's brought resentment, it's brought fear, it's brought insecurities in your life. And today you know God is speaking to you about it's time to move on with an unshakable joy by coming out of the past and going into a new future with Jesus. If you're here right now and maybe it's sin in your life, maybe whatever that has caused you to be separated from God, whatever it may be, I want you to do me a favor. If you need prayer to come out of the past, to walk into a new future with Jesus, I want you to lift your hand and say, pray for me, Pastor, that's me. Would you obey the Lord right now? God bless you back there, sir. God bless you, ma'am. God bless you, ma'am. God bless you, sir. God bless you. God bless you. Many hands. Many hands. I want to just say right now that through the cross, I'm reminded that the past can be gone. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, the past can be gone. Our sins can be forgiven and never be remembered again. The Bible says, cast as far as the east is from the west. Friend, if you're here this morning, you need to put your faith in Jesus Christ to forgive you of your sins, to bring you out of the past, and to make things new in you. Just pray with me right now. Pray with me. Jesus, I'm a sinner, and I need to be saved. You're the only one that can save me. And you did what I couldn't do, Lord. You went to a cross, sinless. You're the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And you died on that cross in my place. You were my substitute. I deserved it, but Jesus, out of your love, you went to that cross for me and you shed your blood so there could be forgiveness of sin. And I receive that forgiveness in my life right now, and I repent of my sins. I turn from them, and I confess with my mouth, Jesus, that you are my Lord, and I believe in my heart that God raised you from the dead and that you're alive. And because you are alive and because you live, I can live forever too. I have a glorious future ahead of me right now, and I'm putting my faith in you, Lord, to be my Savior, to be my Lord, to be my Savior, and to be my Lord. I make that decision right now, and I want to just surrender all to you. Nobody looking around, whether you did it for the first time or maybe you just made a rededication right now, I want you to do me a favor with boldness and lift your hand real high and say, I've prayed that prayer right now. Would you do that? God bless you, ma'am. God bless you. God bless you, ma'am. God bless you, ma'am. Anybody else? God bless you. God bless you. Nobody looking around. I wonder this morning if there's anyone here and that your present circumstances have you discouraged and have robbed you of unshakable joy, and you feel overwhelmed by what you're walking through right now, and you need the Lord to help you to move on out of this place. You're stuck. And you need the Lord to help you move on out of that place that you're in right now. And you need a breakthrough right now. And you need help right now. I want you to do me a favor. Lift your hand and say, that's me. That's me. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I want everybody to stand together. Everybody to stand together. Hands went up all over the place. Do me a favor right there where you are. Turn your chair into an altar and begin to pray right now. If you feel comfortable doing this, just connect with the person beside you as well and just pray for the person right beside you. Come on. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus right now. We declare, God, that even in our present circumstances, we can have an unshakable joy as we move on. God, help us to have a move on anointing right now. I'm moving on, God. I'm moving on through the hurt. I'm moving on through the pain. I'm moving on through the discouragement, God. I'm moving on, God. In the name of Jesus, I'm not going to stay here. These circumstances are not going to rob me from my joy. I'm going to move on with an unshakable joy. I'm going to forget those things that are behind, and I'm going to strain forward to what is ahead. There is a glorious future ahead for me and my family. And Lord, I'm looking to you. You're the prize, Jesus. And I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep moving on in you, Lord. I'm taking hold of you right now as you hold me. Jesus, remind people right now you're holding them. You're holding them. You hold their future. God, we just trust you right now. We trust you right now. We trust you right now. Can we sing that song right now and declare it over our situation, over our circumstances? Come on.